This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and with us is Adams Collins. Adams, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're here because your brand new CD, Coffee Pot, has literally just come into your hands, hasn't it?
Yes. I just came home this afternoon, and they were sitting on my porch.
And it's important that you have these.
Yeah, it was a big relief since the CD release is occurring in 3 days. I was pretty nervous, but it made it, so we're okay.
Thursday night
at Scarpino's down on West Street. We'll start at 8 o'clock, and it's a donation at the door, and the CDs will sell for $5. And I just want everybody to be able to come out who wants to come. I have friends ranging from poor musicians to, older professional people. And so I just would like the monetary support so I can pay my band, help fund the CD. But also, more importantly, I just want people to come out and enjoy the music and have a good time.
Well, and you play the vibraphone?
That is correct. Okay. I get a lot of questions about what it's called. It's often referred to as a xylophone, which is the same family of instruments. You have xylophone, marimba, vibraphone, and bells, and they're all played with mallets and have bars that you strike. But the vibraphone in particular has metal bars. It's three octaves. It has a sustain pedal similar to a piano. It's commonly used for jazz.
You're an Arkansas. You're a Fayetteville native, correct?
It's true. Yeah, born, raised, and educated.
But you've been a lot of other places recently.
Yes. I did my undergraduate here in music education, and was playing gigs for about a year and a half after I finished, and then I moved to Boulder, Colorado, and pursued a master's degree in jazz studies. And when I finished that, I spent about 3 months writing and rehearsing and recording this CD that I'm just now releasing. And I had a band and had gotten a teaching position at an arts school out in Boulder. And I left to go to Hawaii to decompress for a month. And while I was out there, I just realized that I wasn't quite ready for professional life yet. And was kind of interested in developing other areas of my life and kind of letting music rest for a bit. So I ended up staying out of the country. I left for New Zealand a few weeks after I made the decision and stayed gone for about 16 months and traveled around.
Had a month-long gig in Thailand, is that right?
Yep. I was traveling with a buddy at this point on my trip who played a little bit of mandolin, and I had a banjo that I had been learning to play while I was traveling. You know, like we spent a lot of time sitting on the side of the road hitchhiking, or, you know, there was just a lot of downtime. And so we'd just sit together and pick tunes. You know, we learned a bunch of Hank Williams stuff, and he was a big Bob Dylan fan, you know. And so we learned some folk music and some bluegrass, and we did a lot of busking, and we arrived in Thailand on New Year's. We arrived in this island of Koh Chang close to Cambodia on New Year's Eve, and we're walking through this little resort village on the beach. They weren't resorts, they're like these tiny little bungalow guest house, you know, open air restaurant type places, and every bed was sold in this place. You know, it was New Year's Eve. And we had just gotten there, and we were walking through the streets with our instruments, and a restaurant owner was just standing in front of his restaurant and saw us and called us over and was excited. You know, we had big beards, looked, you know, homeless, like American hillbillies or something, and invited us in and asked us to play some music, and we did, and he enjoyed it and invited us to stay indefinitely, and gave us a room and fed us and paid us a little bit of money every day. And in exchange, we played music in the restaurant 2 or 3 hours a night, and we did it for about 3 or 4 weeks. And it was great. I learned a lot, and, you know, got developed my banjo playing abilities and started singing tunes, and it was real fun.
Well, and the cover of your CD is actually you on your travels, right? It's you underneath kind of a teal green concrete shell.
Uh-huh. Yep. Last summer, I went over to Europe. It's a funny story. While I was on my first international trip, roaming around with my friend, we ran into this German couple down on the South Island of New Zealand, staying in this hostel, and hung out with them. They were cool, and we bumped into them a few other times when we were traveling around New Zealand, and became friends with them. And they would always say, it's like, yeah, we're going to get married, and when we get married, we want you guys to come play our wedding. And we're like, yeah, sure, sure, that'll be great. And, you know, we get home, and a couple years pass, and then, yeah, last fall, I get an email from them, and they're like, we're getting married, you know? It's like, we're buying your plane tickets. You guys are coming over to Berlin to play at our wedding. And so we're like, okay. And went over there and had a great time. You know, it was real interesting to experience, like, a German wedding. We were the only non-Germans there. Afterwards, my girlfriend and myself bought some cheap, crappy bicycles from a flea market and just started riding north. And rode up to Oslo in Norway was our kind of final destination. That was a photo when we were crossing through Denmark, just kind of in a rural spot. It was real flat and extremely windy. And so the little bus stops had these funny-looking mushroom shelter shells. So that's what that photo is from.
You're going to play a couple of tunes with your bandmates here in a minute, but I want to ask you about one. It's the first song on the new CD. The CD is called Coffee Pot Bounce.
Yeah.
I love that. It's a pretty cool tune. Cool jazz.
Jazz is an interesting genre to be working and playing in because it's such a broad idea, you know. I mean, the tradition, you know, goes back into the 20s, and there's all these different periods of styles that it's developed through, and nowadays it's just even more diverse, and there's a lot of people that are preserving the different periods or drawing upon these different styles and creating new styles. And my first attraction to music was, you know, I just wanted to be a rock star, you know, and I didn't really know much about how to rock. I bought a guitar, but I couldn't ever really play it very well. And my parents had me in piano lessons from when I was young, so I had a good fundamental knowledge of music and, you know, the sound of it, and ended up going into band programs. So when I, you know, started writing music, I'd been studying jazz, learning how to play straight ahead, bebop kind of stuff, and was excited about fusion music because it was kind of like rock jazz, and was listening to a lot of that, and I was trying to, when I first started writing, was trying to write music that I thought was kind of like rock music, that I could go into bars and be cool, you know, and talk to girls and get free drinks and, you know, feel like a rock star even though I was playing jazz. And that was kind of where I started writing. And then after, you know, I burned off all of that, you know, younger vigor and ambition towards being a rock star, I just started writing music based off of what I was here, I would sit at the piano, and I've been around and studied a lot of percussion and different styles, and so I try and find cool textures and rhythm. And then through jazz studies, I started getting exposed to harmony and this rich, deep sea of the infinite possibilities of what you can do with harmony. And so I bring both of those into my composing. And then I also play this instrument, which is kind of like a combination of a drum set and a piano. And it really does specific things very well. It's sometimes I feel like it's a little bit limited in what it can do, but what it does do, it does it very well.
Who is with you here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio?
I've got a lot of good buddies here. Drew Packard and Garrett Jones. I've known since a long time. Drew's also a Fayetteville guy. Garrett was just up at the road in Bentonville, Rogers. So we were all an undergraduate around the same time, and suffered through early gigs playing jazz when we didn't really know what we were doing. Was that Jam and Java up on the square? We used to do a jam session on Monday nights forever. Brandon was really nice about letting us come up and play. And, I think my parents and my girlfriend at the time were the only ones who ever came. And we just, try and read songs out of the fake book and sound like jazz musicians. And, over the years, even when we go and come, we always reconnect and show each other the music that we've been working on together, or separately, excuse me, and then, share with each other and work on it together. Nathan McLeod on horns. Nathan and I have known each other since we were 6 or 7. We went to elementary school together. And even before we started playing music, we were Ninja Turtles running through the woods. And then my newest friend, even though I've still known him for maybe 4 or 5 years, is Johnny Arredondo. Super great drummer that we were fortunate enough to pull out of Austin, and he's been up here off and on over the past few years. And yeah, super good guy, super great drummer. So yeah, it's like family. There's a lot of history between all of us musically and non-musically. So it's always cool to get to experience an event like this for me with these people that I've known for a long time.
Well, what are you going to play for us?
The first one I think we'll do is about the two sexiest barnyard animals, brown chicken, brown cow. Thank you.
Yes, great.
All right.
Very good. So no weddings in Berlin Thursday. No busking in Thailand. No. You'll be at Scarpino's. And gentlemen, Garrett, Johnny, Drew, Nathan, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Adams Collins' latest CD is titled Coffee Pot. The release party is Thursday night at Scarpino's on West Avenue in Fayetteville. The CD will also be available next week at iTunes, Amazon, and CDBaby.com.
And Thursday on our program, we'll hear the other song the band played live in the Furman Garner Performance Studio during their visit yesterday. Accompanying Adams Collins in the studio, Garrett Jones bass, Drew Packard guitar, Nathan McLeod on horns, and Johnny Arredondo on drums.